Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everyone doing? Hope all is well. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. Shalom, shalom. All right. Praise the High and Holy One of Israel. Just glad to be here today, another first day of the week. Hope all is well. Enjoyed the class yesterday. I have something I want to talk about. I'm sorry, I had just put a cookie in my mouth. I do apologize. I have something I want to play. But I have something I'd like to talk about. I'm just trying to give everybody a chance to come on. I had the opportunity yesterday to watch the Book of Clarence. And I want to give my thoughts. But before I do that, I want to play just a small clip.
Welcome
of a brother who has a Christian podcast. And I want to play some of the things that he has been saying about the movie. And I want to say something to the Christians that are out there that are listening under the sound of my voice. If you all take the time to go see the new Mel Gibson show program that he's getting ready to put out and you didn't go watch this film, you might as well pack it up and quit wasting time. I mean, it's no different. You will pay money to go see a Caucasian man put a Caucasian Jesus on the screen that sounds Arabic and looks a little foreign, but you will not take, I'm talking about the black church. I'm not talking about nobody else but the black church. You will pay money. That man made billions of dollars on all that bloody stuff that he showed in the one movie he made. Now you're ready to make a second movie to it, and if you pay money to go see that garbage, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's all I'm going to say. Now nobody else from the Christian community open up your mouth and say anything else about anything pertaining to black people. You guys are so brainwashed, it is a dirty doggone shame. And I hope that somebody takes this and passes it around to every black person in the black church should have seen that movie. You ought to be ashamed. If you see anything else pertaining to anything biblical, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm just saying. I'm gonna play this for just a few minutes so you guys can listen to the reviews that this man has given this show. Hold on a moment.
It said, as a producer, Jay-Z says that he was most concerned that those who hear about the film and its premise might immediately just focus on the religious aspect of it and not the human story. He says, through Clarence, though Clarence may be full of doubt about the Messiah in the beginning, he is forced to find his faith as the story moves on. The film does not make fun of religion or the Bible stories, but rather attempts to expand that world. It says, my fear, this is Jay-Z, it says, my fear is that people don't allow that arc to take place and immediately start to judge. He notes that he's been on calls with studio execs where someone will accidentally call it a faith-based movie. But faith is only a backdrop, he says. This story is about a young man who finds faith through love, through wanting to become somebody in the world, which is the story of everybody. Everybody wants to find love. Everybody wants to leave this place having accomplished something, having left their mark that they've been here and hopefully affected the world in a positive way. So Jay-Z said he's on these calls with these studio executives. And they said that the studio executives were calling this a faith-based movie. And Jay-Z wanted to make it very clear that this is not a faith-based movie. It's a movie about the Bible, which features the character of Jesus as they portray him to be in the movie, and other biblical characters. But it's not actually a faith-based movie, although they claim that the main character in this film, who was Clarence is this individual right here who wants to be an apostle, but the ironic part is that he wants to be an apostle, but he doesn't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, but he just wants to be an apostle for the clout, for the attention, for the money, for the fame, right? They say that this character eventually comes around and finds his faith in Jesus, but that's not the main theme of this movie. The main theme is that everyone wants to find love and everyone wants to leave this world having accomplished something, which I guess is true. But if you're doing that and you're not saved and you don't know Jesus and you're not spreading the gospel, it really doesn't matter what impact you have on this world. And you might perceive your impact to be a good, positive impact. But if you're not bringing people closer to Christ, then what are you actually doing it for? Because this world's going to pass away. The only thing that we can take with us is our faith.
Bull crap. Okay, I'm going to be real nice today. I'm going to try to be nice. So let me say that to the young man. I think his name is Nick Jones. He has over 575,000 followers, and he is supposed to be a Christian. Oh, merciful me. Well, first of all, let me say this. I would like to say to Jay-Z, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I watched it. I watched it with an open mind. I didn't watch it from a Hebrew Israelite perspective. I watched it from a just watching a movie, because it's on Netflix now. I told you I wasn't going to the movies. It's on Netflix now. And I had the opportunity to watch it last night. And I'm going to tell you something, that was one of the best movies I have seen this year. My children told me that. They was like, Mommy, it is really, really good. And it's true. I think the best part of it was that the characters in Jerusalem depicted the real characters and the color of the characters that they were. And it was about a community. It was about the community that Jesus lived in. It was about the people that lived around the community. They had strip clubs up in there. They had bars and party bars where they was up in there jamming and partying. They depicted Jerusalem the way I believe Jerusalem was when he walked the earth. They depicted Jerusalem the way I envisioned Jerusalem to have been when the Messiah was a young man. It was one of the best movies I think I have seen thus far. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't really religious, because he's right. Clarence was trying to get on. He was trying to make some money because he owed somebody some money. So he wanted to become Christ. He was basically out there faking miracles, just like they're doing today, you know, Benny Hinn and all the rest of them. He was out there faking, raising people from the dead, and people were actually paying him. And it was, like I said, it was good because it was depicting Jerusalem the way I believe Jerusalem to be. I don't know who Jay-Z believes in. I don't know what his religious faith is, but I'll say this to you, brother, well done. Well done. It was something that I would watch over and over again. I have watched Jeremiah on YouTube. I have watched the book of Daniel on YouTube. I have watched King David on YouTube. I've watched King Solomon on YouTube. I've watched the book of Esther on YouTube. I've watched all of that every Sabbath because there's not a whole lot religiously to watch, and all the characters are white. The whole thing is a lie. All the characters is white. Christ did eventually take off the veil, and he did eventually do what he do, but it really wasn't about him. So the movie, I think the reason why, again, black people don't want to see it is because in their mind they have been brainwashed into believing that the Jews are white. I really do. I believe that. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I believe that. The Romans were white. They were doing what the hatred was there just like it is today. I remember one of the mothers cried out, "You always killing our babies. Leave our babies alone." And instead of shooting them with a gun, they hung them on the cross. That was their method of torture. That was their method of killing. They hung him on the cross. That's what it was. So I just wanted to be able to put that out there, because I told my sister when we was watching it last night, I said, I'm going to have to give him hands up on that one, because I heard so many people say it was the dumbest movie I've ever seen. The movie didn't make no sense. It wasn't about nothing. It was absolutely excellent because it wasn't about anything but a community. He wrote it from the perspective that it was the way Jerusalem was when he walked the earth. It was a regular community with black folks. They was gambling, they was partying, they was doing all kind of stuff from a perspective of back then. So, again, great job. Great job. And like I said, if I can spend money to go see other people's movies with all the mess that they have in it, excellent job. Now, did Christ take off his thing and do what he did? Yes, he did in the end. He didn't even make fun of Christ, because Christ did what he needed to do at the end. And at the end, it came around where he stepped up and he helped Clarence out at the end. It was very, very good. Very good, in my opinion. And would I watch it again? I absolutely would. So I just wanted to say that. I want to put that on the record. You know, if some of you all know Jay-Z or somebody want to get this, send this over to him, please tell him Yaina Yisrael from the Nation of Yehuda said, well done. It's about time somebody made a movie with the real people in Jerusalem. About time. Well done. That's all I can say on the matter. And then again, they have it on Netflix. If you want to, you can get it on Netflix. It's worth having it just to give you a sense of what it was like when we actually were the people in the land. Because right now we're watching everybody in the land but us. You don't even see a black person walking down the street of Jerusalem. You don't even see a black taxi driver, a black bus driver. And if they are some, they hiding down in Dimona, scared they're going to deport them because they're not citizens. No. That's our land. And it was just like it was supposed to be. So, again, well done. No, it was this good. Brother Yerushalayim told me that it was excellent. It's worth the money. I think I paid, $10 for the movie, and you can buy it for $10. Every black person and their mammy ought to be putting $10 on Netflix and buying that movie. You buy everything else. You buy wigs from the Chinese people. You're making them rich. You buy everything else. You're buying designer purses from the other people, the European people, and you're making them rich. You might as well buy the movie, in my opinion. Okay, and I'm done. I just wanted to get that out. I just had to get that out. I really did. Anyway, he's talking about, I just can't believe Jay-Z made a movie. They're not the one who said Christ wasn't the way to salvation. Guess what? Everybody can change because he sure didn't write it that way. So whoever wrote it and got put it together, whoever it was that put that movie together, well done. That's all I can say. So I'm going to open up the floor. So if anybody else has anything else you guys want to talk about, tomorrow is the eclipse. And I hope everybody is prepared and bracing themselves, because I can't wait until Wednesday night so we can get past all this. Now, I can't wait. So everybody will realize it ain't going to be 3 days of darkness, and everybody going to do what they need to do. So, anybody else have anything to say? Because I just want to make sure I put that out there. Because, you know, this is some serious stuff right here. You know, this woo, this has been a lot going on. You know, I enjoyed the class yesterday. I'm not gonna talk to myself. So, if you guys don't really have anything to talk about, you know, we can just take this to a whole nother level. But, you know, I just wanted to be able to say that. I wanted to put that on the record. You know, I really did. You know, because we, you know, sometimes when you can watch television and movies and stuff and they depict the people to look like you, it give you a little, you get a little self-emboldenness. You know, it's like, oh, wow, that's like, it was a whole totally different situation. Whole totally different situation. Excellent show. Excellent. You know, once we get past tomorrow, because now they're changing everything. Oh, it may not be as bad as we think it. Right. Womp, womp. Over and over again, ever since we've been on the radio, everybody has come up with these scenarios, and this is about to happen, and ooh, and you better brace yourself, and ooh, and then it goes by and it be womp, womp. Over and over. Every time we turn around. So I just wanted to be able to say that. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. Well, we're going to get through it. This too shall pass. You know, and when we know, because one thing about our Elohim, he's not going to hide and he don't sneak. When he get ready to do what he need to do, it ain't going to be none of that. It's going to already, you already know what it is and how it's done. Already is and how it's done. When he show up, you're going to know it. They ain't going to have no chance to give you no warning. Ain't going to be no advance warning. He going to show up. So, you know, all this other stuff, I looked in my email today, and people are still sending me crazy stuff. Please stop sending me the crazies. I don't want to see anything else that the Hebrew Israelites are talking about. Please don't send me no more crazy videos about what the Hebrew Israelites say. I could care less. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what they saying, what they thinking, what they doing. I don't want to know. I really don't. I'm at the point now where I'm going to trust in y'all. And I'm going to watch what he says, and we're going to do what we have to do. I'm not going to do it again. I'm just not. I don't put all that in my spirit. I don't. You know, I really don't. If it's pertaining to prophecy and it's got something to do with the governments, yes, I want to know about that. But all the other stuff, I don't want to know about this stuff. I really don't. I don't mean to sound mean or anything like that, and that goes for everybody. Please don't send me no more videos about what the crazy Israelites is talking about doing. I'm tired of all that. I can't do it. It just doesn't process anymore. If this has been, what, 13, 14 years of the same stuff? You know, and every time new people come on, they think that it's a, ooh, let me show you this. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. We got to keep our face to the wall, keep on learning his word, and keep it moving. You know, if you guys are watching the eclipse, enjoy it. Do whatever it is, and, you know, for whatever it is, and keep it moving. You know. So, yes, they are stunned, and yes, there's things that's happening that haven't been happening in the last 100 years, but it's going to get worse, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. And, yes, they're shocked, and, yes, they don't know what to do with it, but it's just going to get worse. It's nothing else that you can do about it. It's going to get worse. It really is. So that's where we are today, you know. Trying to figure all this out, make sure we get do what we need to do, and make it work. And that's all we can do. You know, and I don't mean to be mean, because I'm really not trying to be mean. I'm really not. You know, but it's just too much. It's like it's a cancer. It hits the airwaves, and it goes all over the place, and everybody's talking about it, and oh, did you hear? And oh, they getting ready to do, and nothing happens. Because it's not meant to happen. The Most High said, be still. Oh, let me say that again. He said, be still and know that I am Yah. That's what he said. He said, be still and know that I am Yah. That's all you can do. Ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing else. You know, we just gotta, you know, we in the Word too much for this. You know, and we in the Word too much for it. We are. You know, we just are. We in his word too much for this. Shalom, shalom, sister. Mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, family. I'm back. I hope everybody's doing well. I know I sounded horrible last week, but I just wanted to add to the whole eclipse, solar eclipse or whatever. It goes back to what I say all the time about the other nations avoiding punishment, right? They do anything and everything instead of repenting to avoid punishment. So they try to predict their punishment, right? Oh, all the computers are going to shut down. Or all this is going to, none of that stuff is going to happen. I can prepare my punishment. Your mama tell you, you come home and I'm going to whip your butt because you got in trouble in school, so you try to do everything, but you're still getting that whooping. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's on a solar eclipse. You're going to get the punishment. And this is what I'm saying. It's everything they try to do. They know something is wrong. They try to predict it, and they're always incorrect.
Yeah.
Yahweh Shai said that. You remember when he went at over, I think it was to one of his missions, and they saw the man with the demons. The legions had embodied this man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Yahweh Shai, what you have to do with us? You were here before your time. And we beg you to throw us into those pigs. That's what he said. And it was it doesn't matter. Whether he throw you in the pigs today, whether he do it at the right time or tomorrow, you're going to face the punishment.
That's true. That's true. But you know what the bad part about it is we jump around like frogs in a basket. Every time this is going to happen. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, get prepared. You know what they said. Oh, Lord. Oh, this and oh, that. And it's like you, as Israelites, know too much. You ought to be so steady with your, you'd be like, okay. And keep it moving. Because everybody wants a reaction. And we just not giving one. We're not giving it.
And that's the issue. You'll know when you be punished. You don't have to predict it. Trust me, your computer and your money will be the least of your problem.
No, I agree. I agree. But then again, you know, that's talking to them. I don't know. I don't even know. You know what? I tell you what. The next time that we receive an email about anything that the rest of the world is talking about when it comes to that, I'm going to send it back to you. Just so you'll know, I don't want to see that. Because you have to stay in his word. See, because we're getting too close now. We're getting too close to the second Exodus for you to be hopping and jumping around and flipping and scared about everything that come out of their mouth. I don't care who it is. It could be anything. People gravitate to it, and they just keep on pushing it out there and pushing it out. You know what? We're getting too close. You're going to have to get settled in your spirit. You're going to have to learn how to fast and pray, and you're going to have to keep your eye on the Most High. And when he get ready to do what he need to do, it ain't going to make no difference what's going on in the moon, with the moon and the sun. It ain't going to matter. So Monday is today. Tomorrow is D-Day, and we've done D-Day so many times. Tomorrow is D-Day, and once it's over and we come back on this show on Wednesday, we're going to see what happens. Care about no National Guards and the schools closing and all that for what?
But it goes back to not reading your word. It goes back to also not reading your word. Always looking for signs and wonders and miracles and all this, and then when it does happen, you're going to be scared yourself anyway. But he already told you, after 400 years, He will punish these people, and then you will come out with wealth. Is that not enough? It almost makes you think, like, that's not enough?
Not enough. It really isn't enough. It's not enough. It really isn't.
I will judge the nation that puts you in captivity, and then you will go back home with wealth. What's so bad about that? What else do y'all need?
it's not enough. I don't know. It's just not. I mean, you know, it's just not. It's almost like disbelief. It's unbelief. You know, because he's already told you how it's going to go. You can't. There's no other way that he told you how it was going to go. You know, it don't matter about the sun and the moon. It matters not about the eclipse. It has nothing to do with none of that. Only thing we're going to be concerned about is when them boats show up. Ain't nothing else to do. Ain't nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else to say. You know? You keep yourself preoccupied. He said, occupy till I come. And that's what he told us to do. It don't matter. You know? And the thing about it is we definitely ain't the ones getting no panic. I'm not saying don't go see it. I'm not saying that. You do whatever you want to do. If you want to go, if you go to movies, you can go to movies. You can see the eclipse. Don't care about that. But I'm talking about when people start panicking over what other people are saying about it and making it apply to the Hebrew Israelites. Stop letting people do that. Half of these people that's doing this, that's got they got these pages out. They don't know the word. They done became new to this whole movement, and they done thought up some stuff, and they just go on YouTube with all kind of crazy stuff. They don't read, they don't study, and they don't know. So please don't send me no more stuff about no more Israelites and stuff talking about the world coming to an end. Please don't do that. Please, please. I'm just asking for the 15th time. Please don't do that. Because that's something that we have to be steady. If nobody else is steady, we have to be steady. We have to be steady in what we're doing, how we're doing it, and who we're doing it with. If nobody else on this earth is steady, it has to be us. And for some reason, it's a difficult thing for us to do. You know, and it's like we're not new to this. And for y'all, the rest of you all who are new, we are not new to this. We're not. And they bring this stuff on like we knew. Did you hear? We not new. We've been around. And you got to keep your spirit man steady. You have to mature. It's time to mature. Because what happens when they cut all this stuff off and we don't have access to each other? What happens? You're going to have to go before the Most High on your own and know for a certainty. This is what we need to be doing. We may not have access to each other. You know, so these are the things that concern me the most. You know, it's just, you know, it's just, but like I said, there's nothing wrong with going to see. If you want to be there with everybody else and be a part of it with everybody else, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to see what it's going to be and do whatever, however they do, that's on you. But please don't get excited over it. You know, please don't get excited over it. Because it's just not. It's not worth it. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I would want to say that if everything is cut off, we can't communicate with each other. You have the Bible that you can still read as long as they don't try to come in to take it from you. And remember, Yah himself is a force multiplier. We don't need nobody else but him.
Oh.
And of course he has his angels. We also have Yeshua. We also have the Holy Spirit. Also, we have untold worlds that we don't even know about that is cheering for us. So regardless of what anybody say, I put my money and I'm riding the horse that the Most High can ride because I trust him and I want to obey him. And anybody that's living in our house, we serve the Most High. That's all there is to it. Because if you start worrying about what somebody said that the Lord told them, and you didn't read it in the word for yourself, that's a problem. Because folks will go ahead and tell you anything to try to knock you off your square. So you have to be sure of what you believe in, and also whom you believe in. Because if you don't, you'll be tossed to and fro like a ship without a rudder.
I agree. Hopefully, you know, we'll get to that point. Hopefully, we will get to that point. You know, we're going to have to get there, I guess. I don't know. It is really something, I tell you. It takes a lot. But we'll survive it. You know, like I said, you're going to have to get there. You're just going to have to get there because, you know, all we can do is give you the word. We can't make you believe in Yah. We can't get your faith to where it needs to be. We can't do that. That's just not what we have been called to do. We can't do that. But we'll help you, though. We'll get you there as soon as we possibly can. You know, however we need to do to get you where you need to do to read the word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Those stories are there for you to believe in those stories. You know, and believe the God of those stories. And if you don't, I mean, you know, it's nothing else we can do. We just do the best we can. You know, and there's nothing else to say. You know, it's up to you. Like I said, people go and they join certain groups and they be with certain people until they find out what they really believe. And then you have to decide from that point, am I going to stay with this because this is the end thing, this is where most of the people are, or am I going to take a stand and believe on that word and walk away from it because it's not principled enough, or am I just going to stay because it looks good? Simple as that.
Well, the Most High did say that the road is broad and wide towards destruction, and the road to life is narrow. So you either pick one. Just pick one. And do not believe things that people say when they come up to you talking about, well, you know, the Lord told me this. The Lord told me that. He didn't tell you anything. Because if anybody would have told you anything, you would not be the same. You would not be the same.
That's true. That is so very true. So, you know, I just wanted to just make that plain, you know, because, like I said, it's going to be, and it's going to get heightened. The more and more, the closer we get, the worse it's going to get, you know. People are going to have something to say. People, and I know everybody on here probably researches around and, you know, eat from different tables, and that's fine. I don't have no issue with that either. You know, but just don't bring it to me. That's all I'm asking. Don't bring it to me because I don't want to have to. I'm not going to decipher it and try to go through and pick apart what they say. Either you believe them or you don't. Don't bring it to me. Either you believe them or you don't. That's all I can say. You know, because that's not our call. It's to decide whether or not there's enough word that has gone through over here for everybody to pretty much be secure in what they believe, and you reading it for yourself, too. There's enough. No? Enough word. That's all I have to say on that one. Anybody else have anything to discuss or anything in particular you want to talk about? If so, please feel free to push 1. You know, so that we can have the conversation, you know. But other than that, you know, these are the only things that I had to talk about today was the Book of Clarence. You know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody, you know, knew because we talked about it in the class one day when it first came out. And I told you I'm not going to the movies, but I did watch it, you know. Probably going to watch it again today before it's all over with, for the day over with, you know. And just, it was good to see. I mean, it was good to see the chariots and the black people having races in the chariot, and they walking up and down the streets of Jerusalem and the marketplace and the followers and the neighbors and the houses and black kids playing in the street. It was good to see. Because you sure don't see that now. You really don't. So, you know, that's just where I'm at with the whole thing. You know, I love everybody. I hope everybody is well. And that we are preparing for the second Exodus, because that's what we have to get ready to prepare for, is the second Exodus, because we're going home. We are going home. And the fact that they even made a movie like that, you know, I am in my 60s, and I have never seen a movie like that in my whole life. In my whole life. I've never seen a movie like that in my whole life. and I'm in my 60s, where the characters in Jerusalem were all black except for the Romans. And I've been around since the Ten Commandments with Charleston Heston. Never seen nothing like that in my whole life. So now that it's at home and you ain't got to worry about nobody seeing you and you ain't got to worry about no church members seeing you in the movies, support the movie. Support the movie. You know, because it's worth it. It's worth it to have that in your library of movies. It's worth it to have that to show to your children. It's worth it to have that to tell your children, this is how Jerusalem is supposed to look. It's worth it to see that. In my opinion. And that's just all it is an opinion. You know, it's an opinion. You know, so it's just, it's really interesting to see, you know, how we, you know, the way, I'm talking about the black community, period, how we waste money on stuff that's just, in my opinion, irrelevant, you know, and we'll do what we'll do what everybody else does, you know, just to seem relevant, and, you know, in the in crowd, but, you know, this kind of stuff like this, everybody shies away from, nobody said too much about it at all. It was the best kept silent movie. They didn't talk about it over the pulpit. They didn't talk about it in the school systems. They didn't talk about it in the neighborhoods, in the community. But guess what? They talk about BMS. They watch those all day long. The Black Mafia, the Black Mafia family, they talk about that. They talk about what's the movies with the other kids up at what is the name of that mess they be watching? What is it called? It's on Stars. What is it called? Anyway, it's about black kids in college selling drugs and shooting and killing each other. They got that on lockdown. As soon as the new season come out, they be sitting there waiting for it to come out at 12 midnight. You need to put something into that, in my opinion. That is worth having. And that's from a Hebrew Israelite's perspective. You'll never see that again. Not like that. I'm shocked they even let them do it. But thank you, y'all, because you'll never see, that's the way it was looking for real. And you'll never see that again. You won't see that like that. You know, so, it, you know, I think it was $9.99 to buy the movie. $9.99. You know? And I was going to rent it. It was $5.99 to rent. And I said, well, if it's $9.99 to buy, just buy the movie. You know? Excellent. It was an excellent conversation piece, especially if you're trying to show your family members what Jerusalem really looked like. This is what it really looked like. Nazareth was the hood. Christ was in the hood. Yahushua lived in the hood. Nazareth was in the hood. That's why they said, don't no good thing come out of Nazareth. Nazareth was the hood. And they portrayed it like the hood. It was the hood. I said, well, they go to the club. And everybody was dressed up. They had their little stuff on. And they was doing their little dancing in the club. I said, they go to the club. And then they walked to another part. I said, they're going to the strip club. I'm sure they had it all because it ain't nothing new under the sun. It ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new under the sun. And guess what? If any Christian pastor, teacher, blogger, YouTube conversationist, or whoever you are, have anything to say, send me an email. I'd love to come on your show. Send me an email at the Yehuda Project, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. Please call me. And when I clicked off, I said, now that was good. I said, now that was good. I mean, with an open mind, you know, I was like, okay, I ain't gonna worry about who wrote it or what they did. I'm just gonna watch it. And it was all there. Buffoonery, gangsters, all of it. It was black folk. It was the hard-headed, stiff-necked black folk. That's exactly what it was. All praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. You know, it just was. You know, so we got to occupy till he comes. You have to do something. Like I said, that's an excellent way to open the communication of about who the East Wizards lights are. Along with the fact that Putin done said that Jesus is black. And that he a Negro. Because, you know, we just, and this had to be for a reason. I believe everything happens for a reason. Anybody else have anything to say? Because like I said, if not, I'm just going to dismiss because I don't want to do a whole lot of talking today if nobody else is going to talk with me. You know, if you have any other topics or anything else you want to bring up, please feel free to push one. Anything other than the eclipse, anything other than the, you know, the we about to die, anything other than, you know, unmarried women is cursed by Yah and all that. Y'all know what we've been talking about. Now, listen. Leave the crazies alone. Please. Leave them be. No. You got too much knowledge in you for that. You know too much to waste it on that. Just do one day at a time. Walk it out each day one day at a time. Anybody else who want to talk about anything, please feel free to push one. I'll give you 5 more minutes because if you're not, we're going to hang up. I don't want to just keep occupying time and nobody's talking. You know, because I could be going in there watching the Book of Clarence again. It was well worth the money. I should have had some popcorn. I really should have, you know, but it'll work. I make it work. Okay, so if there's nothing else, somebody else, if we have anything, Brother Uriah, we have any announcements we need to make? I don't think so. Let me check and see. One moment. Let me see. Let me check one thing. You guys are missing an excellent women's call on Tuesday night. I have invited some people. Okay, so the Pentecost is not until May the 4th, so we still have a while before the next High Holy Day. It's going to be May the 4th for the first fruit, the Feast of the First Fruits, what they call, some people call it Pentecost. The May 4th to May 5th at even is the Feast of First Fruits, and that's going to be May 4th to May 5th. So, you know, we still have a while before the next High Holy Day, the Feast comes open again, and we don't have to worry about that. And so the New Moon ceremony is on the 3rd. So that works out perfect. So I just want to be able to let everybody know that. So we know what's going on and we up to par. You know, everybody know. Anybody else have anything to say to push one? Please feel free to do that. Anybody have any issues with the Book of Clarence or you feel like I'm out of order, please send me an email. The, T-H-E, Yehuda is Y-E-H-U-D-H. Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T at gmail.com. Send me an email. Pastors, bishops, church members, Hebrew Israelite groups, anybody, send me an email. We have a conversation about that all day. Because I've never seen a group of people want to deny who they are. We've been brainwashed, man. We've been bamboozled. You've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. So, and on that note, well, if there's nothing else, you guys have a wonderful rest of your first day of the week. I am getting ready to go in here and cook me something to eat and sit down and relax until I have to work tomorrow. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Shalom, everybody. Good night.
Shalom.